the state is Shelton.
And joining us, Shelton, yo.
Mayor Mark Loretti of Shelton in the studio. You have been mayor since 1991. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't know where the time has gone, but boy, it's flown.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, I don't want to say good. I was having fun either.
Not all of it, anyways. Not all of it, right?
What do you think is like the major difference between when you took office in 1991 versus today?
No question about it, the economic growth that we've incurred.
We're saying the amount of companies that have come to Shelton is crazy.
Yeah, as an example, in 91, I think Shelton was home to about 400 businesses. Today, it's over 1,500. Some real heavyweights, too, like PerkinElmer, Pitney Bowes, Sikorsky, Unilever, United Healthcare, Hubbell, Bic. You know, the list really goes on and on and on.
Yeah, there's a lot of big old companies in
yeah,
there.
That's
you need
huge.
Some more delis, as we were just saying.
Be real, yeah. Mr. Mayor. When people come to your office, right, when there's some sort of economic conversation going on where people are coming to your office, is it a mad dash for the secretaries to run around the building and be like, listen, what pens are in the cups? All right, what tea do we have in the break room? The guys handle the break room. The ladies handle the pens and the cups. Is it a mad dash to figure out who's in what spot?
Well, you know, I don't think we have time to be politically correct on all that stuff. So I think the single biggest thing that I could do is not raise their taxes. And when you haven't done that in 10 years, if I got the wrong pen or the wrong tea bag, then okay.
Can we talk about zoology for a second? Well, you went to school to be a zoologist?
He's an undergrad. Right. In zoology, right? That's I mean, right. I'm not sure what does that mean. Does that involve a lot of petting of sloths? What is that?
That was environmental zoology. You know, I went to college to play basketball.
No kidding.
I'm not kidding
anybody.
So you
just picked the easiest major and you figure zoology
you
was
think
it?
That's easy?
No, you know, there's really nothing
you ever
easy about
an
it.
Ever seen an exam on a hippo?
But I enjoy the environment and I have a great appreciation for the environment. So that's why I went to school. I decided I was going to study something that I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. What's your spirit animal? I mean, I have to ask. Follow up.
They're two-legged.
Okay.
And they're
and they pay lower taxes.
Politically motivated.
Right. All right.
And they pay lower taxes.
Well,
he's honest.
You brought up that you went to college to play basketball, but that's not where that story ends, right?
No, it sure doesn't.
Yeah, so you played professional basketball in Italy, right?
I had a short stint in Italy. That's correct. I was in Bologna, Italy.
Now, when you play in pro sports and you have a short stint, they say you have a cup of coffee. Was it longer than a cup of coffee?
It was longer than a cup of coffee.
All right. I like that. Was it a season or two or what?
It was a season.
Wow. Like, I mean, what was the go-to place for fast food in Bologna, Italy? Which
what?
I know I'm saying incorrectly.
It's embarrassing.
Bologna?
Yeah.
Bologna.
Bologna. What is the go-to fast food? Is there any fast
there
food?
There was no fast food there. When you sit down for a meal, it's usually 3 to 4 hours.
That's right. It's legit.
And they came back to camp next year, 30 pounds overweight.
They didn't have Ubers back then either.
How tall are you?
6'3".
All right. So, yeah, tall enough to be. And then you came back here, and that's not where your basketball career ended before you were the mayor of Shelton.
No, I actually left Italy to take a job at Syracuse University under the Hall of Fame coach Jim Boeheim.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I've had a great relationship with him over the years.
I mean, I'll just get a storied background here. Leader of men in basketball, taller than anybody, so he can box you out. And he'll tell you about fun, cuddly creatures in your neighborhood. While he lowers taxes.
Fascinating.
You're never going to lose again, man.
Right.
Well, you're never going to lose again.
When I left Syracuse, I took a job at Central High School in Bridgeport where I was the basketball coach and a science teacher for 9 years.
Wow.
Look
all
at
right.
this guy.
Look
at this
there
guy.
You go.
So
I
there's
can't
some
wait
passion there.
Around.
I've had some passion.
All right, we're going to have more with Mayor Mark Loretti of Shelton on Star of the State coming up next right here on Star 99.9.
It's time for Anna and Raven.
That's right. All this week, it's about Shelton. And don't forget, on Friday between 8 and 9 a.m., right around this time, we're going to be hooking you up with free coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, 427 Howe Avenue in Shelton. You just got to show up, find producer Christian, and he will give you your coffee.
Mm-hmm. Get your cup of joe, man.
Mm-hmm. Joining us this morning, Mayor Mark Loretti of Shelton. And what we do is we call this our speed round. So we're going to ask you rapid-fire questions and just answer them as quickly and honestly as you can. You ready?
Let's go.
Okay. Do you get free pens from Bic because they're in your city?
No, I get them from my son because he works there.
Oh,
nice.
There you go.
Mayor, you've increased property values in Shelton over the last decade or two. What is your go-to skill for increasing my curb appeal?
Weed whacking, mulching the flower beds, quality of life issues.
Yeah, that's good. I like the weed whacking thing because it always sticks to my legs. And I don't like that. I'll just invite the mayor over.
So, Tetley Tea is headquartered in Shelton. Do you drink tea? And if you do, what flavor?
I am a teetotaler.
Yeah, totaler, that's what they're called.
A teetotaler, yes. Oh. I like tea. I have tea with lemon.
Broke down the lingo.
Right.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Doug Henry is?
I do.
For our audience, Doug Henry is a world-class motocross champion. He does all sorts of stunts, Anna. Mm-hmm. How annoying is it when Doug Henry just shows up, tabletop, switchblades, or reverse Supermans every time that there's a local store opening, Mr. Mayor?
Well, we have quite a few local store openings. We really should get him there and let him do his thing. He could take some pressure off from me.
There you go.
It's a Vegas show every single time.
So there's two private golf courses in Shelton, Mayor, and they have an annual competition between the clubs for the Mayor's Trophy. Do they invite you to go to that?
I do go to it. The only thing I do is present the trophy.
That's it?
Well, I don't think they want me to play, because how's it going to look good if I win?
That's true.
Oh,
there's that.
I like the confidence. Yeah. Mr. Mayor, speaking of winning, how many terms do you have to win before you get a world's best mayor tattoo?
There's no world's best tattoo for me.
Not a tattoo guy.
No,
huh?
I'm not a tattoo guy.
You're clearly a belt. Do you have your belly button pierced?
I do not.
No?
I thought he was going to say he already had one.
What should be Shelton's town motto?
The shining city on the hill.
Oh, I like that. That's so nice.
That's a Ronald Reagan cliche.
Yeah. And this really isn't part of the speed round. I just want your opinion on this. What are your thoughts on being able to citizen arrest people?
Oh, I don't know if I'd go along with that.
Thank you.
I might be in the lockup several times.
Tell her that she can't do it. Tell her that she cannot do that.
I want to exercise my right as an American citizen and Connecticut resident that I can citizen arrest people whenever I feel necessary.
Don't do it.
Move to Russia.
All right. All right, Mayor Mark Loretti of Shelton. Okay, what's going on in Shelton? Shelton Day coming up?
We got Shelton Day coming up October 7th. It's usually a fun day. A lot of people show up. It's a very festive time in the city, and we welcome all comers.
And if you want people to know anything about Shelton or not familiar with your town, what do you think they should know?
Well, I think that they should know that this is a city that believes in economic stability and growth, and that's what we're doing. You know, when you don't raise taxes in 10 years... Mm-hmm. In fact, you lower them the last two years. People have an opportunity to do what they want with their money. They have an opportunity to survive in Connecticut, which just taxes people right out of the state.
I'm just going to say it. Zoologist, pro basketball player, lowered taxes the last 2 years. Gangsta.
Right. Also, gangsta. I just want to say, if you want people to be able to protect themselves and their money, they should also be able to citizen arrest each other.
No, don't do that.
All right. Thank you so much, Mayor Mark Loretti of Shelton, for coming in today, representing Shelton on our Star of the State. We appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.